Tyra Banks joins America's Got Talent, and she also returns to America's Next Top Model. And we have some exclusive love and hip hop exclusive podcast news. Stay tuned.
Say it one more time.
I knew I shouldn't have put no exclusive in there.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
You are saying to me. Welcome everyone to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. I am Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Join with me, DJ Jesse Janity.
Hey, hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
So Lil Mo just tweeted, we need to bring back.
No, she didn't say we need to bring nothing back. Lil Mo made a statement and she said, y'all from the 90s, they want us back. They want us back. So get on your high horse, cause I've been on mine. They looking for us. I'm like, damn, this I Love the 90s back tour done made everyone real excited. Now, here's the thing. I love Lil Mo. I love Joe. I love Joe Desi. You know what I mean? Like, I love, you know what I mean? All for I love them all. But if you gonna come back, don't come back with the Joe album that he just put out.
No, now, I don't think she's talking about R&B. I thought she was talking about, like, the female rappers.
No. She was talking about 90s artists. Because here's the thing. I was talking to Courtney the other day, and we were talking about how the baby boomers are all about to start to retire. And that's their generation of music, and they want to see that. That's why the 90s tours sell and it works right now.
That's really their generation. How old are the baby boomers? Because I'm thinking that's my kind of music. Like, when I was growing up, we listened to Brandy and Monica.
I mean, yeah, like Lil Mo, but then the generation right before us.
I don't think they were listening to Lil Mo.
I mean,
how old are they?
Well, first of all, I don't know why out of everyone from the 90s, Lil Mo gonna pop her head up.
Lil Mo was kind of like me. I used to listen to that in middle school.
Yeah, Miss Jade and all them. Like, I'm just saying. But so to me, it's about the sound of music right now. No one has anyone to look up to.
It's very bubblegum. I told you that before. Girl, when you were talking about Nicki Minaj and how many followers and how many people buy her stuff. Yeah, you got to think about who the demographic is that are buying these records.
But then you even look at somebody like, which I got to give this shout out to Remy Ma for remembering the words to her diss track at the concert the other night. Catch that tea. But no, I just think that it's these artists, these young artists, they all sound exactly the same, and it's kind of like we're craving real music. I'm craving artists that play instruments.
But I think that our generation is craving that, but people who are, I would say, 22 and under, they are not necessarily craving that. That's why Nicki Minaj is so popular. That's why a lot of these Juju on that beat. But then again, I had that Superman that.
No, yeah, I mean, we had Superman.
I know, so we
had,
yeah, I get
not
it.
Not only that, you can go the early 90s and with 2-0.
No, I mean? That was the ish, though.
No, girl, don't get, trust my mixtape
that was like
that
the
I'm
electric
about to drop.
Slide.
Like, don't get
like,
it twisted.
It was a group
right.
activity.
And they get the wobble wobble and all that shit.
Oh, that was my ish, too.
That you should have seen. So yesterday, shout out to Camila Poindexter. Her daughter had a birthday party, Dylan, and it was a rodeo themed. Now, mind you, the theme was dressed like a cowboy, and she posted this thing on Twitter that was like, don't bring no one to the party that wasn't invited. I ain't trying to look for drama. So Courtney was like, I mean, should we wear like something down there? Like, since it's a rodeo, like maybe a bandana. I was like, girl, I ain't wearing no bandana.
Well, I would have wore a bandana, but unfortunately I wasn't invited. Camila. But it was really cute. I saw all of the pictures. And her baby is so adorable.
It was so cute. And it was like, honestly, I was like, dang, I want to be 1 year old to have a party like that. Honestly, like, they had petting animals. They had, I don't even know what it was. It was like this, like, orange cow thing that you could ride on it. Then they had, like, these blow-up towers, like, that looked like saloons. But the best part was they had this cake. And they had
Did you bring me a piece?
Girl. I didn't have the cake, but what I did have was these Rice Krispie pop thing. Like, I have never had a Rice Krispie taste like that. My mouth just goes. Oh my God. It was the bombest. Like, I've never tasted marshmallow that creamy and. Oh my God. Like, I can't. But shout out to her because it was a real cute situation. So
Tyra Banks is returning to America's Next Top Model. What we didn't know, last week we did say that Marlon Wayans was going to be hosting America's Got Talent. Cancel that.
Yeah, because literally 20 minutes into our show is when it came out.
I cannot believe that this is like such major shift. And then I hear that she's coming back to America's Next Top Model.
And she tweeted at Rita Ora, like, you're a blessing and a girl.
First of all, that was a waste of Rita's time. It really was. First
of all, she was America's
She was a snooze fest too. America's Next Top Model needs to go in the toilet, flush it twice to make sure that it is gone.
All the particles.
All of it. We don't want no residuals. Now, it was good when it was
Residue, bitch.
I'm thinking about money. Listen, it was good when it was good, but it's kind of now so...
We've seen it. We've literally seen it.
And we don't... They've tried everything. Like, let's put men and women on there. Let's do a transgender thing. Let's... We're done. Like, and then Tyra Banks is really... I mean, I don't... Whatever.
My thing is if I have to hear Tyra Banks one more year... You will win a L'Oreal, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The same fucking shit every episode. I want to just, like...
And when she's excited, it's not even entertaining.
No, and that's why I don't understand...
How did she get the part
I don't understand
for...
America's Got Talent. Yeah. Honestly, like, the only reason I think it is because it's a black female. And I just... that's exactly why I think she got the role. I think Marlon was the fit for this show.
But I hear that it was, like, behind the scenes, it just wasn't gelling. Like, Marlon wasn't getting the things that he really wanted or felt like he needed in order to... He's a star.
Yeah. And Tyra's someone who's... I liked her on Celebrity Apprentice when she was doing her little things there. I know how you feel about that. But, so to see her on this, though, like, I just can't... Like, I don't want the fake Oprah excitement. Like,
And that's all she gives. It's not authentic. No.
Go, I'm here for you, like, to take a
get your coins.
America.
She has
the
a
top
son,
model.
So she needs to keep working.
Do the top model, because I know that's, like, your thing. So, like, fine. But, like, don't do
this. Just like your talk show, we're over it. We can do without. Seriously. Not Love & Hip Hop. Beyonce has a Snapchat.
And you ain't ever gonna find it.
I honestly think that she's just using someone else's Snapchat to do the filters with Blue Ivy. I don't think that she has her own. And why are people so obsessed with Beyonce? I get it.
No, I don't.
Honestly, no, like, I was going to make up something to try and make people feel better so the Beehive won't come at me. I was going to, because, you know, I used to really, really, really love Beyonce, and I still do. I think that she's a great entertainer. Is she the greatest of all time? No. Is she the greatest of my generation? No.
Wait, what? You said she's not the greatest of our generation?
No.
Who?
Beyonce.
Who is?
I don't know. Not Beyonce.
As of right this moment,
yeah,
Beyonce.
But the thing is, you see what we had to do? We had to stop and take a pause and be like, oh, we don't have anyone to compare her to.
I mean,
what lineup? Who? You definitely not Rihanna. No. Not Ciara. Definitely not Brandy.
And after that Super Bowl performance, definitely not Lady Gaga.
So it's like, I get it, because Beyonce is all that, I guess,
but my homegirl,
you have.
I want to bring my homegirl so bad, because she has, like, I want to put her against the Beehive president.
Who, Char?
No. Well, Char loves her, the Beehive.
Yeah. Shout out to Char. I just saw her at the mall. Hey, girl.
I love you, Char. But I think, like, Tasha's defense on Beyonce, because she's such a Michael Jackson fan. But my thing with Michael Jackson is I was never here for Michael Jackson's vocals.
Excuse me? Honey, I lived for Michael Jackson. I used to jump out of bed so excited anytime I would hear Michael Jackson come on. Give it to me.
Girl, bye. Come, you gonna sit up here and talk shit about Beyonce?
I'm not saying anything.
Beyonce can hit 6 inch here.
I'm not saying anything bad about Beyonce. I'm just saying that a lot of people hype her up into this idol.
Agreed.
And I don't necessarily consider her to be on the same platform as Michael Jackson, as Whitney Houston.
Well, yes, come on, because they ain't doing what she does. Beyonce is a triple. Well, I'm not gonna say triple that, because acting wise, like, I'm just girl.
Did you see Carmen? Like, remember that hip hop?
I have the musical soundtrack. Rod Digger, White Clef.
That came on BET. I knew all the words.
No, it was MTV. That was MTV's first hip hopera.
Yeah, hip hopera. Beyonce. That was when she was just working, just the work, just
y'all
the work.
Have no
would she,
idea.
Do you think she would ever do something like that now?
No.
No. Most
like
definitely.
Tinashe would do something.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wait,
we
you know what's so crazy,
for
too? Someone was comparing Chris Brown to Aaliyah, and they were like, Chris Brown could really be, and it made sense. Chris Brown could really
not be, no women, he can't. Don't even finish that statement.
No,
done.
Here's why.
Done.
He,
did you see Star last week? Done.
Oh, I did, honey.
That's why you died, because you want to beat up on women. You're dead. Dead as a doorknob.
Yeah, bully.
Yeah, bully.
No, but Chris Brown, if he didn't have all these troubles, you know what I mean? Like,
if he didn't beat women.
Right, but he seems, someone was like, they were like, honestly, to me, he would be off better dead. Like,
oh my gosh,
in
no.
The sense
that
of,
is so cruel.
It was cruel. But she was saying in the sense of like, people will hold him to the standard of like
more.
Aaliyah, be like, oh, what he could have done, because he ain't gone.
No, Aaliyah, when she was, her whole career was crack-a-lackin' from start to finish. Mm. Chris Brown has fell off. Like, what are we doing, Chris? Are we asleep? Are we taking a nap?
He still sells records.
Oh,
and you know, once a year, Christmas movie comes out.
Yes, I love him in a Christmas movie. Dude,
we're at Christmas sweaters.
This
but I be
Christmas
my man,
is everything. Like, it was so good with Christmas. What, Idris Elba, honey? And Almost Christmas was actually really, really good too. It was hilarious.
It was,
check it out in Redbox if you haven't, because you're looking like you ain't had it.
No, yeah.
With Monique.
Yes, and when he has the side bitch with the wife at the table.
That's like some Drea type stuff. Moving right along. RuPaul got married. So I didn't even know he was dating somebody. Honey, I didn't even know RuPaul. So when I saw when I saw a picture of him, I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't recognize him.
What does man look like?
Like a pumpkin spice latte. Basic. In the fall. It's really with your Uggs on. Yeah, I mean,
were they both suits?
RuPaul
both wore suits?
Looked like, no, I don't think so.
Did
I think
dress up?
No, he was just he had, like, we can see his freckles.
Just Paul.
He probably just had
RuPaul
some BB cream
marriage?
On. But he finally got married to
group marriage. Wow, RuPaul wedding.
It's just one picture of them that I found.
Wait,
do you see him?
This white boy.
I think he's like Spanish speaking.
They've been together this long?
Yeah, let me see him. Let me see. I'll confirm.
23 years.
Let me see.
Dang. Oh. He was cute when he was young.
Let me see.
Wait, what is this? I don't know.
If I say let me see.
Girl, I'm just confused what I'm looking
what
at.
What is this? Now I see what look, you gonna have to. Congratulations to RuPaul for tying the knot with his long time bow.
23 years, like, that's something to really be. Can you scroll through this and tell me which one of these is what? Did he do a wedding on his show?
Just go to the Shade Room. I think that they have a
wait,
picture
this guy
of him.
Right here.
Let me see. Yeah, but he doesn't look like that now.
He looked cuter then, right?
If you say so.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm giving something, girl. What's
I told
going on
you
with
he
the
looked
sister,
like
sister
a
reboot.
Oh, are we going to talk about the Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay, so Sister, maybe. Well, it's not May. It is going to be happening
with T and Tamir.
Yes,
as Sister.
Yes, and
it's like a Fuller House thing. Like, they gonna have kids.
I don't know, but whatever they do is gonna be amazing. Like, I love their reality show. Like,
really?
I really, really love both of them. They're very wholesome, but they're also, like, really edgy, too. Like, it's just so real. It's like they be arguing and bickering and going back and forth. They always got some drama going on. I like them.
Okay.
So, Tia was recently on the Wendell Williams show, and Wendy always be getting the tea. So, she was saying something. Well, she had mentioned, like, oh, so I heard that you were on the plane with Tamar. What happened? And Tia answered very classy and was like, nothing happened. Like, everything was cool and blah, blah, blah. My question to you, if the homie or one of your siblings doesn't like someone or does not get along with someone, are you going to shade them too, or are you going to keep it cordial?
Depends on the situation.
Like, so we're talking about the real and what happened, and because people say that I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I just want to believe the messiest stuff. So don't take my word for it. Anyway, I'm all here for the Sister reboot.
Girl, it's like, the 90s is just, it's like people have no creativity now, so they're just like, what do we do in the 90s? You know, I'm Family Matters is going to be Family Problems, going to be a new show. So, coming soon. Like, it's like the That's So Raven
no.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because That's So Raven was like I did watch it, but it was nothing compared to the Friday night lineup, TGIF, with Family Matters. Come on. And Hanging with Mr. Cooper? That's how Raven could not be in that lineup. It would not have survived.
Yeah. What's it called? So I'm, like, laying in bed hungover this morning, and I'm, like, listening to whatever my neighbor is listening to, and it's this theme song, and I'm just like, what fucking theme song is this? And I know it because I'm, like, a 90s head, and I'm just, it's killing me. I'm just like, what is this? Are You Afraid of the Dark? They were watching,
it's
like, a whole,
favorite.
Like, marathon.
Yeah, I watch it on YouTube probably every time I'm on lunch.
Really?
I love watching Are You Afraid of the Dark.
I've been
everything.
On the Classic Explains It All kick right now.
Oh, yeah, that's good,
Rocko's
too.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Ooh, Rocko's Modern Life is good. And Goosebumps. I still like Goosebumps.
I have them on DVD.
Ooh, really? Can you bring them for me next week?
I'm sorry, they're on VHS. That's how old we are.
VHS, give them
and
away.
And I got Harriet the Spy, the orange tape. Don't tell me you don't remember Harriet the Spy.
I mean, I do, but...
Remember all the Nickelodeon tapes were orange? Like, I had the Rugrat movie one.
Well, my mom didn't buy Nickelodeon tapes. We used to just copy them and pass them down along.
we just had VHS with the sticker on it.
We didn't own them. We just had to look at the little white label. That's what you get.
I mean, don't get it twisted. Right. And that's how Buffy was recorded for many years. I used to have the commercial time down. I would know when the commercial was going to start, and I would hit stop. And I had no commercial Buffy series before the DVDs came out.
I was literally like, orange tape? What are you talking about?
Well, okay.
No,
so,
My grandmother used to collect
VHSs.
Nice.
Now she just got a whole bunch of VHSs that ain't no one gonna do nothing with.
So Russell, what's his name?
Wilson.
So Russell Simmons. Even though Russell Simmons did recently post a picture of his two girls. They have grown up to be such beautiful young ladies.
I'm just saying Russell Simmons, and all I'm thinking about is Hot Shorts. What was his name?
Oh, the workout guy with the fro, the curly red flow.
Oh, my. Neil, what was Russell? Oh, my God, with the hot shorts. Oh, my God, seriously?
Well, okay, so Russell Wilson is breaking all of the codes. Tell me how you feel about this. So, Sierra's best friend, who was her makeup artist, was sitting on Russell's lap, but only by invitation. Russell Wilson was doing a Facebook Live and was like, oh, hey, come sit on my lap. And they were just, like, chatting.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And so, like, yes, his hand was on her thigh to support her from not falling over. My thing is this appropriate? Is this something that...
Richard Simmons, sorry.
Okay, Richard. Shout out to Richard. Is he still alive?
Oh, I hope.
We'll get back to you on that.
Why do you think everyone's dead, bitch?
These freaking millennials just want to kill off everybody. This is my world. Y'all gotta die. I'm just kidding. Shout out to him. I don't know.
Okay, so wait. Russell Simmons did a live video chat and
not Russell Simmons, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. I don't give a fuck. I went out last night, lived my life.
Yes, Russell Wilson.
Wilson. So he was doing a live video chat, and Sierra's friend was in the room. He's like, hey, come on over here. And she just plopped herself on his lap.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I don't even care what the context is.
But if they're like, oh, okay.
Why are you sitting on my man's lap? First of all,
but
we're
celebrities. Would Russell invite? Like, if I feel like if Russell felt comfortable enough to invite her to sit on his lap, then Sierra may be okay with this.
I mean, maybe she is, but now the whole losing is lost for me. Y'all lose.
I know. I thought he was.
It was
like,
too much. Like,
do.
It was so cute and all that, but like, no. I'm sorry. My dad, my parents are like the epitome of love to me. Never in my father's life would he find. He would be like, there's a chair right here. Come on, squeeze on it, and we can sit right next to each other. And be appropriate, but you sit on my lap. And we're celebrities who understand, like, the way that
media
works. So now her sitting on your lap, now you're gonna have to deal with all this.
And you know Sierra is so hormonal right now. I wonder if she flipped out. I don't know. But Tyrese and Manufactured Beauty, I'm just gonna say he irritated the...
I didn't even read it because I started to and I was like... Oh.
He irritated me to the core, and then, well, first let me tell you.
What sparked him to say this?
Nothing. It just came out of nowhere. And, like, I typically really am, like, vibe to what he has to say, especially on social media. Like, he always does these five-paragraph posts, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting. But that one, I'm just like, I cannot. And I will try and paraphrase the best I can. I'll just read the hashtags. Hashtag Team Natural. Hashtag Team Squats. Hashtag Team Take Me As I Am. Hashtag Team Harsh Truth. I'm going to stop at that hashtag Team Take Me As I Am, because if you have so many strong opinions about how women should look, how they should dress, how they should present themselves, what about taking them as they are? Like, if they choose to wear eyelashes, if they choose to wear extensions, if they choose to get butt implants, take me as I am. And if you don't, you ain't got to holler at me, but you can give your opinion. But dude, it just seems like very, like, it contradicts. It's to me, I feel like it contradicts what he said. And there's no, I don't know, I don't feel like it's really.
I get what you're saying, and I agree too, because it's just kind of like, I can sit in both seats. I can sit in his side and, like, you know.
Should no man ever tell no woman, I mean, what to do with their body? I mean, hello, Trump. Hello, the entire Republican Party. Like, how dare you as a man? Not, I wouldn't even go to women trying to tell women what to do. But as a man, you are going to tell me what I need to do. What year is this? Is this 1905? My nigga. Please stop. And then he posted a picture of his wife, who clearly looks beat for the gods, meaning she has makeup on. Clearly she has some eyelashes on. Well, she may not have no extensions. And then this brother goes,
wait, where were all these girls that you wanted in your music video?
Well, let's talk about this recent, like, he literally posted his wife after he did this. What about her manufactured beauty? And then had the nerve to be like, oh yeah, people come and show me how y'all feel, talking about she look like a white woman. Where? Because she looks like a Negro to me. I don't understand where that came from. I'm like, you sound so insecure. Honey, travel on over to the shave room. They'll catch you up real quick.
Tyrese's wife.
But he literally, he posted a picture.
He said she looked like a white woman?
Well, he was like, okay, people, y'all can come for me. I guess y'all gonna say she looks like a white woman.
No, what they gonna say is she shouldn't be wearing no yellow eyeshadow.
Well, who gonna say that? Because she don't look like no white woman. She don't look like white people. Honey, I can't. Tyrese, you sound like a bitter, insecure man.
I mean.
And that is so unfortunate. I guess ever, you know.
Honestly, his girlfriend would be prettier without the makeup.
Here come another man telling us what to do, honey.
I'm just saying. He out here telling her.
I'm just saying. Do whatever makes you happy. And don't let a man or a woman or anyone come and tell you, well, this is, you look better without this. Or you
right,
look better without
what
that.
What if someone's like, you look better with hair? What would you do?
Take Me As I Am. Is that your new album title, Tyrese? Take Me As I Am.
You're going to be selling them out on the train station out in Ohio?
It's just really, that was just very confusing for me. Like, I just had, and then I was reading, was he like a physical altercation with his in past relationships?
Girl, I don't know. Like a baby beater? Like a woman beater?
Like, yeah.
I feel like, let me not, because I'm not going to say nothing. And then
exactly.
Tyrese, a woman beater? Tyrese's ex-wife says he's abusive. He appears on The Breakfast Club. Tyrese's ex-wife, Norma, breaks silence. Well, Norma seems to think so. You know, but I ain't that.
Well.
That ain't my tea for today. Kim K has broke her the silence, and she thanked the Paris police for helping her and all of the hard work that they did to find these people who robbed her.
Didn't this happen last
Girl,
year?
I'm not.
I will sleep after day one. We're over it.
Well, she says that she is used to living in the public, but this time she's not going to hold back. I'm like, bitch, your vagina was on camera. When have you ever held back?
You're not holding back because you want us to tune in to your freaking show on tonight. Guess what? I done caught up with the Kardashians.
Seen it and get up.
I'm done. I want to get out. I want to get out the sunken place. I'm gone. I'm done.
Honestly.
Like, we're over it. Like, I really hope that they cancel the show and there's not going to be a next season. And I wish they would try to give just Kim and Kanye their own show. I would flip.
First of all, Kanye West takes a reality show at this point in his life. we're done with you musically. So.
I think that if the Kardashian show, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians is canceled, they're not going to stay away from TV. There's going to be some kind of spinoff, like one of them Kardashians or Kendall sisters.
I hate it because I don't want to say it like this, but it's just
I said Kendall sisters, Jenner sisters.
I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to break up marriages and people with kids and all that stuff, but like, I wonder if there's really ever going to be a time when Kanye like snaps out of it and is like, oh, what the fuck was I doing?
When they start hitting the rim, when they stop hitting the rim of that teacup. Somebody need to take a picture of him with the flash on.
Men in Black. So yeah, that happened. Okay, so I was minding my own business, scrolling through Instagram, and there was this video of T.I. at a gas pump. Did you see this?
No.
And there's this man, like a fan, standing next to him, and he's taking selfies. And T.I. was, like, letting him do it. And then T.I. goes, bro, like, how many pics you gonna take? Like, I was just like... And they start arguing about it. And then the guy starts turning on T.I. And calling him, like, a hater. And, like, he shouldn't be coming in the hood. And, like, T.I.'s like, bruh, you leaning up against my car. Snapping, like, 13, 15 pictures. Like, cool. You know what I mean? Like, let's take the picture. Boom. You got it. Carry on. Mind you, then there's this girl running around. Trying to be the bigger person, but it's like, girl, you out here just as thirsty. She like, what he doing? As she's recording the whole video, what he doing? Oh, you should leave him alone. We can't be all up. Mind you, bitch, you got 3 of the 1 minute clips on here. Like, I'm scrolling through your shit, girl. At this point, leave T.I. alone. I'm just like, and then it's like, this is where celebrities to me get the bad rep. But it's like, y'all put him in that situation because if I'm pumping gas, like. I'm in my own... When I pump gas, I'm in my own thoughts. Like, I don't want you seeing, like, oh, I didn't fill it up all the way. You know what I mean? Like, you coming up to me, like...
I mean, but T.I. could have also just gotten his car and, like, drove off. Like, he decided to interact with these people. He literally could have just gotten his car and left.
Yeah, but then he's an asshole. Either way, he's an asshole. Like, because, oh, I bought your albums. And then they're going to tell him that he ain't hip-hop. Like, I'm like, stop, sir.
But T.I.P. come to life from the... gas pump
from the Arco.
Did you know that there was still full service gas stations?
Yeah, welcome to Massachusetts. In
LA though.
No.
I was like coming from Whole Foods yesterday, driving to a gas station. I get out and this man approaches me and he was like, "Oh, this is full service." I said, "Huh?" I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "So this entire gas station
is there full service in Ohio?"
Yeah.
Okay, cuz when I moved from Massachusetts, I really pulled up to a gas station, just sat in the.
No, like, I'm so used to getting out and pumping my own gas. I was like nervous. I'm like, why is this guy approaching me right now? He was like, oh,
well,
it's
full service.
Yeah,
we're used to it now. But I'm saying, like, when you move from Ohio to here, like,
no, but even in Ohio, you had the choice to go
to
a full service.
Massachusetts, every gas station, someone coming to you ain't never get because all the snow and you ain't never getting out to your fucking car. That's why I came out here. I'm like, wait, what? I gotta get out my car? This isn't like a national thing. This is mobile.
Is the gas more expensive?
No,
because
cheaper.
That's what he was telling me. He was like, yeah, so you're gonna pay like 20 cents more for full service. I said, now, sir, I can put
first
pump
of all,
my own gas.
And mass gas is far cheaper. Like, I wish I could ship that. Man, my mom mailed me some.
Can y'all mail me some oil? Shoot. The prices are too high up here.
The fucking plane blows up because my mom UPS and fucking gas. All right, what did you think about this whole everyone trying to pimp out Melania Trump? Did you see this?
What do you mean?
So, T.I., Snoop Dogg, just gonna shit on T.I. today. No, so Snoop Dogg Snoop Dogg dropped a video where in the video he has this...
He's pointing a toy gun at Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is dressed up as a clown.
So Donald Trump tweeted about this, and the most irrelevant people, like Bow Wow, came out the woodworks, and were like, shut up, Trump! Or else we gonna come up in the White House and pimp out Melania.
What?
First of all, Melania don't live in the White House. And why? Like... Why are you going to that? Like, if you're going to shade Trump. But, like, I hate when people bring the kids into it. Like,
well, she's not a kid.
Well, no, but I mean, she's also, like, an abused wife. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, that's not funny.
It's not funny because we need to help her. Get out.
Well, I'm not gonna help her.
Well, I mean, girl, you know what I'm saying?
She made that choice.
Did she? Or did she just want to save her family? You know what I'm saying? It was just the wrong mail order. You know what I mean? It could have went to someone in fucking California, but instead, she got ended up on Trump's doorstep.
I mean, I don't think that Bow Wow's... I don't think that he was okay with what he said.
But a lot of people started coming out being like, oh, we need to go to them Trump Towers and find Melania and pimp.
No, I'm
like,
not.
Because now it's like our tax money now is going to go to protecting this bitch because she's
scared.
Well,
it already is.
But even more so now because she's staying in Trump Towers. So it's like now they're going to need extra security because she's like, I'm scared for my life that these hip-hop artists are going to come get me. And I'm my son. Like, and he's just sitting out on the price, sitting on the stupid right. Trump, like, love you. All right, what else happened? All right, so let's get into this Love and Hip Hop tea. Too much tea in the Love and Hip Hop world, bitch. So, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Actually, let's just start with New York. Cardi B made this statement where she said that she would have a threesome just to keep her man.
No, she said she has
had a threesome to keep her man.
And she didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, but she did it anyway. Isn't that rape?
I mean,
if you're doing something that you don't want to do and it's making you uncomfortable, but you're doing it to please a man, that's kind of rapey.
It is rapey.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you are a grown woman, and if you decide to do that, then that is your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you know, I just wish people were happier. All right, what else happened? Oh, poor Love and Hip Hop Mendeecees. He was denied a shorter sentence. Like, clearly.
You did the crime. Do the time. Like, I don't understand. Where did you think this was? Were you thinking he was going to get out tomorrow? I'm on a reality show.
I need to be released.
I got to film. Can the cameras come in here?
No. All right, then next we got... all right, so Masika, apparently... So the tea is that this girl, Alexis Sky...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fetty Wap?
Yep. That's his baby mama, right?
The other baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. So, apparently, Mona, you know, Messy Mona, done found Alexis Sky to bring her on to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Mona.
Set it up so that Masika would show up at this event. And apparently, Masika walked off, and she said that she's not giving this peasant any airtime. And I'm like, girl, by you doing that, that means now she got a solidified spot on the show.
Right.
Because... she's kicking it out here with Miss Nikki, and she's kicking it with all the other girls that Masika, Moniece, and them don't like. And I'm like, you're giving her a relevant storyline now at this point. And why are you mad when, you know, like, I just don't understand. Like, it's like a flipped situation. It's like, girl, this is how you're making your money right now. Because everyone want to see the tea with you. Like, we was done with the tea with you and Fetty Wap. So now we want the tea with you and Alexis. Because other than that, what tea we going to really get? You know what I mean? Miss Nikki, baby, always just going to walk around like, not, she ain't gonna care.
Right.
Like, they say that she a walking condom. I was like, all that latex on her.
Like, Aww.
But I mean, this is what the show is. Mona knows what she's doing. I don't know.
Money Mona. Messy Mona.
Messy Money Mona.
Messy Money Mona.
Money, 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 money.
Hey. Let us know what you think. Hashtag BHR reality check.
Oh,
well,
and
loving.
I want to reality check one more thing.
What?
Drake, More Life. Boom.
I haven't heard it yet.
It's dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
What's dope about it?
The songs, the music.
Everything?
Yeah.
I have not, like, heard any negativity about this album, so I'm guessing that it is amazing.
I like it. I listened to it this morning. I was like...
I just missed the days when, like, people were selling CDs at school, so I can just do that.
My grandma make you mixtape.
Didn't people used to literally sell CDs at my school for like 50 cents?
Yeah, oh, $5. That was a little more
expensive. Mm-mm, see.
$5, you want that Jenny exclusive?
Because I would give them a CD. So I paid for the CD. Oh. I just want you to put the songs on there.
No, see, I had the CD, the stat.
I would give my
them CDX.
I would get mine from Walgreens for like $3.99, five in a pack.
Oh no, mine were cute because I used to get the ones that look like vinyl records. You know, remember those ones? But they were black, but then the color was different in the middle.
I see white people. Mm. I'm like,
honey,
that's fancy.
Guess who was buying it?
Oh, that was good.
50 Shades of Acid Gray.
Like, excuse me, can I get two for 50 cents? No.
No, you can do Evian. You can do a Smart Water Special. $2.99
Oh, man. So, in other Love and Hip Hop news, Masika and Shanice. They are...
Monies?
My bad.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I don't really know what's fully happening, but apparently they came into the studio the other day, and they did a clapback report. So
specifically about their show or all reality shows?
No, it was just about Love and Hip Hop. I mean, it's like literally the messiest thing. It's literally
so
just
they're
like,
just talking about people on their show.
Oh, like one segment is all about Hazel He. Another one is all about Miss Nikki being a condom. Another one is all about Masika's haters for people who hate her child, which is crazy. And then it's basically like them shit talking whoever they don't like on Love and Hip Hop, which entertaining.
I have a question for you and that's going to like when can people watch it?
We're gonna air it today here on Black Hollywood Live. I believe it's 6 o'clock.
Okay, great. I have a question about that though. People, reality stars who stay in this lane and they have like spinoff like podcasts or shows like that. Do you think that it's like a long lasting
thing? No, because actually, as I watched it right before I came in here, and as I watched it, Moniece is like, she really is super talented. I just feel like she's so.
In what way?
Like, she has a presence about her. She has a way of talking with words, and she's a great singer. You know what I mean? I think she could just be so much than what we see on television. And watching this, I was kind of impressed by her because her attitude off camera the day that she filmed it, like, was, honey, she was Drake Zero to when I saw this. It was like 100. I was like, okay. Like, and it just hearing her talk about this, it's like, girl, like, because I'm at the point where it's like, even coming into this sometimes, I just be like, I can't, like, I'm trying to, like, wash my, you know what I mean, the dirtiness
more
off of me.
More Kardashian news.
I just can't, you know? So watching her talk about it, it's just like, Moniece, I want you to talk about other things. Like, I want you to talk, like, really, she was talking about women empowerment, and it was
feel like her audience would not grab on to, like, any women empowerment
but that's
stuff.
This is the thing, because I went through the same, a similar situation. It was like, I had to drop doing Bad Girls Club after show, like stupid after shows, because it was like the content that we're talking about isn't feeding my soul. It's giving me followers and viewers and things like that, but that's not who I am, and I don't want to do something just because, oh, it's getting likes and follows and views. You know what I mean? I think we're in a world where that's so important to people, especially when you get on a platform like that, like a Love and Hip Hop, where it's about the circus. It's about how you're going to shock people. What are you going to... You going to show your titties to do this? Like, and just to get a couple more followers? You know, like... I don't know. But, you know. Check it out. It's cute. And there's going to be a whole lot of tea.
A mess.
And I can't even imagine what the other girls are going to do when they see and hear the things that were said on this thing. But they're probably nothing because they don't really care.
Well, make sure that you check it out. It is called... Is it... Love and Hip Hop Clapback?
No, the Clapback.
Oh, just the Clapback. Check that out here on Black Hollywood Live, hashtag BHR Reality Check, and let us know how you think about it. We'll bring all the tea back next week. I'll let you get out. I'm going to watch it.
And then we'll talk about it.
And see how it is.
Bye!
Let us know what you think. See you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.